Here's a wise owl for your birthday. I think I saw him on our walk in the deep forest. He was asleep, high in the branches of the tallest pine tree, waiting for the night and dreaming of the poor mice who would be his dinner, and of the moon who would light his way. There flies a shadow, eyes like lasers, claws like steel and sharp as razors, feathers thick as castle walls, no mercy, like a stone he falls. He doesn't feel like you or me, cry or laugh or even worry. To sail a silk-smooth August night, when silver stars shed silver light, November when the frost comes brittle, the forest bones all creak and crackle, or winter when once grey wolves howled. It's all the same to Mr. Owl. Warm spring days when buds are born, nature rubs her eyes, breaks free, until the artist autumn comes and splashes gold on every tree. Then his fantastic canvas done, with his brush paints out the sun. Whatever season smiles or scowls, it's all the same to Mr. Owl. But maybe not. One day in London Zoo, I was waiting in the queue, hoping that the kids weren't lost. I couldn't believe how much it cost. I had to buy them funny hats and then ice cream on top of that. I'm not that mean, don't get me wrong. I just hoped the money'd gone to buy the lions juicy bones, or even get them tickets home. A London lion's life's no joke, and I'm sure they'd love to see their folks. We saw tigers pacing nervously, the gorilla's distant dignity, rats and snakes and other things, and lovely birds that didn't sing. But the ones who've stayed with me till now, you've guessed it, Ben, it was the owls. All day their deep eyes haunted me, a road right back through history, to when man lived by nature's law, his greatest fear, the dinosaur, and everything that's happened since, beggar, soldier, sage, or prince. They watch it all without surprise, and that is why we call owls wise.